Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I'm here with my colleague Tavish Akbar from On Point Consulting, and we're going to talk a little bit about climate, the impact it's having on humanity, and how technology will hopefully enable us to have a much more sustainable future for future generations. It's great to have you here today, Tavish.
Thank you for having me.
So this topic is something that I feel personally is bipartisan. It's a hot topic inside the Beltway, inside of government, inside of industry. You and I were talking about an article that we came across titled The State of Climate in 2023. What struck you in that article, and how did it resonate a bit with some of the conversations we've had this week?
There were a couple things that struck me the most, which was 2022 being the sixth warmest year since 1880, as well as forests worldwide are shrinking at an alarming rate, which is not really helping that at all as well.
And I also think statistics, whether you want to believe them or not, that they tell a story. Facts tell, stories sell. I found the article to be enlightening in that, you know, the need for climate or key climate indicators, whether it's extreme weather, record temperatures, rapid ice melt that we've had, they talk about atmospheric carbon dioxide, forest loss, record heat, thawing permafrost. I found it to be very like, what does a lot of this mean and what's the impact that it's having? So I appreciated that. And that human activity is changing the climate in unprecedented and in some cases irreversible ways. I found that to be very compelling as you and I, as technologists, you know, think about how can artificial intelligence or machine learning or leveraging data in a cloud help to create a better future.
What else struck me is that I think that it all starts from something small, right? You have to do something every day, you know, tell a friend, tell your family to do small things, and that ultimately leads up to big things.
I love it. Well, hey, April 17th, there was a wonderful day of celebrating thought leadership in Reston, Virginia, that is, out at the Carisoft headquarters. A shout out to the ACT IAC organization. I know your company was one of the sponsors, and it was a day of information that was just shared among government, industry, and academia. And the focus really hit on how the government is moving towards the climate crisis, both in terms of issuing executive orders to guidance, to measuring how agencies and the corresponding critical infrastructure sectors are looking to mitigate risk moving forward. I really enjoyed so many of the panels, mind you. There were things that I heard around federal acquisition regulation, high-performance computing, leveraging the cloud, that really created a few light bulb moments for me. What did you enjoy about that day?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the climate and national security panel, just because it included the DOD, DHS. They were talking about how sea level is rising and weather-related challenges, and then that President Biden signed Executive Order 14008 that declared that climate change to be an essential element of national security.
Those were some high points. And I think the whole of government approach, yes, the executive orders 14008, as you mentioned, 14057, National Climate Task Force, really, among others, there are so many more. We're seeing that climate's being talked about in a different way. We see it and we feel it every day when we go home, when we're on vacation. It was really enlightening again to hear how much effort that the government is putting in to addressing this. And I'll tell you what, I was struck by just the amount of investment, whether it's through the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the CHIPS and Science Act. There was a quote that priorities within these three pieces of legislation alone are introducing $2 trillion in new federal spending over the next 10 years. And a good portion of that will obviously go towards President Biden's climate goals of cutting greenhouse gases at least in half in 2030 and reaching net zero by no later than 2050. What did you find in terms of just that audience that included people from, you know, State Department, EPA, and DOE? I mean, we had DOD and DHS in the House. I found it to really be a very eclectic, but I felt really good about that, again, phrase, a whole of government approach. This is something that all of government is addressing.
Yeah, even for the at the EPA, for the Justice 40 situation, that they did have $3 billion funded to help these vulnerable communities. And then I also think that this is not just like one agency that's being involved. This is all government agencies being involved in climate.
Yeah, that Justice 40 and environmental justice, energy justice discussion was absolutely a very important topic. We talk about equity and diversity, but a lot of the investment that I referenced and you just referenced is intended for those underserved and unserved communities. And Ann Duncan, who I had the pleasure of co-keynoting with, we really talked again about how a lot of the investment needs to go where it's most needed. So thank you for bringing up that. That was awesome. Well, listen, we can talk for hours and hours. It was great to spend some time with you here in Earth Week 2023. Well, you know how I like to finish with Pete's parting shots. What's something to convey to anybody listening to this session about what this week's meant for you and how you think that On Point has embraced this as part of its DNA moving into the end of this fiscal year and next year?
It's really not a technology problem, but it's an environmental problem. But technology can allow us to have a more sustainable future.
Well said and summarized. I love that. That's a tweetable moment for me. Tavish, I think about maybe not today, but for my kids and their kids' kids, they'll look back and say, we really in 2023 and prior and then beyond really made climate an issue that we have to mitigate risk toward and to. So thank you. And until we chat again, this was great to connect with you today, buddy.
Great to connect with you as well. Thank you, Pete.